Get out! Get out! I want you to understand this very clearly, Krista. If you disobey me in any way, I'll make sure that you suffer greatly. Your death will be exceedingly painful, and you will wish that you'd obeyed me from the start. If you do as you're told, I will make sure that it's very quick and painless. Is that understood? Excellent. I'm glad we have an understanding. I'm going to untie your ankles. If you do anything, remember what I've just told you. Better. Let's go. I think you know where.
God, I don't want to die. Please help me.
I didn't say you could stop, little girl. That's going to cost you, darling. No matter. I think right here will do nicely. Now, let me think. Where to shoot you first?
Please, please don't kill me.
And spoil my little present to your father. I don't think so. Perhaps the knee?
It would be very painful for her.
What do you think, my dear? Where should I shoot you first? I asked you a question, Krista.
I don't want to die.
Too bad, child.
Krista! Krista! Sweetie, are you all right? I was so worried.
Daddy!
She's okay.
Thanks, Sam.
Are you okay, Al?
I'm okay.
Locals, retrieve Dr. Malvison immediately. She's been shot.
She was still alive, but not for long, it seemed. Her eyes roamed the area to see the three figures that surrounded her. Just to her right was Thames, who was still fighting with his handling to get Lothos to retrieve her before it was too late. Admiral Calavici stood at a slight distance at her feet. How she could see him, she wasn't sure, but he was looking at her with disdain and obviously waiting for her end to finally come. She couldn't blame his sentiment. In fact, she understood it all too well. Why shouldn't he hate her? She'd almost succeeded in killing his youngest daughter. The face that did surprise her was Sam Beckett's. He looked sorry for her. She couldn't understand why. She had never done anything good for him, just the opposite. At every chance she had thought of ways to ruin his life forever, and had even tried to kill him 3 times already.
This is it, then.
I'm sorry.
Sorry? Sam, this woman!
I'm sorry that your life brought you to this point. I'm sorry that the only thing you can do is hate others. I forgive you.
You forgive me? You shouldn't. Mark my words, Dr. Beckett. You two are hunted men. Wherever you are, we will find you again. And when we do, we will finally defeat you. It doesn't matter if I live or die. Someone will find you and kill you!
She was shot by Calavici.
Don't tell me the obvious. Put her down. The medical team is on its way. As much as I despise your failure, my love, I would rather have you alive than dead. Thames had been correct when he told you that I always wanted you as my leaper. However, darling, I also knew your skills would be better here in my complex. At least that was the case until Aaliyah slipped out of our hands because of Beckett.
Don't check out just yet, Zoe.
Get out of the way, Thames! She's crashing! Danielle, get up there and administer CPR. Let's move, people.
As the doors closed behind them, Thames turned back to face Lothros, his face shiny with a sheen of sweat that had sprung up as he'd watched with wide eyes and his heart pounding in his chest, as the medical team had taken possession of Zoe and swarmed out of the room with her even faster than they had entered. Taking a deep, steadying breath, Thames scanned the room, pausing, a frown creasing his forehead when he saw another occupant in the room other than himself. He recognized the young, auburn-haired beauty with blue eyes, her name springing to mind a moment later. She was Tala, and he'd heard she was Lothos' best junior programmer and personal assistant, but any further thoughts concerning her were dismissed as he recalled the minutes just past, returning his total attention to Lothos. Throughout the dramatic medical situation playing out in central control, Lothos had maintained close attention on Thames, focusing on his face and noticing the small beads of sweat on his brow. What he said next caused those sweat beads on Thames' face to begin to trickle down when he finally spoke.
Both you and Zoe have failed to kill Alia and Beckett. No one has ever attempted to leave this complex and Beckett snatches her away.
What do you want me to do, Lothos?
Find Beckett and kill him. Now!
My pleasure, Lothos.
Thames.
Yes, Lothos.
Since you and Zoe failed to find and kill Beckett and Alia, added to the fact that Zoe will never leave again, I am putting the entire responsibility for correcting that failure on you. I am charging you to select and test two candidates to take Zoe's and your places as senior leaper and observer.
How long?
You have 28 hours from this moment. If you fail, you will be the one in the infirmary instead of Zoe, and it won't be Beckett who causes your injuries.
Yes, Lothos. Quite understood, sir.
Tala, sitting at her workstation, her attention on the monitor in front of her, couldn't help overhearing the conversation between Lothos and Thames. Determined not to give the remotest suggestion by her actions that she'd listened, she pushed a button and observed that the few people that were coming in from their day off had just passed through the gates and were moving up the broad walkway to the guarded doors that led into the exterior complex building. She particularly observed two young gentlemen who were talking quietly to each other. One, a tall, dark, handsome man, about her age, as well as his compadre, except for his blonde hair. Both were quite a package to observe. But Tala wasn't the only one watching the technicians coming into the complex. Lothos carefully watched each person for any sign of impertinence. They knew the moment they agreed to work for him that they had to obey all rules. The implants that had been given to them upon their arrival at the project allowed Lothos to not only keep track of what they said and heard, but also where they were in the complex. That same implant would allow him to inflict instant death if it were his will alone.
They've arrived, Lothos, as ordered. All present and accounted for and on time.
Excellent. Make sure that they report to their stations immediately.
Yes, sir.
She looked into her screen and watched every person walking toward his or her post, but she continued to watch the two young men interestedly. She watched as they headed toward the logistics sector of the complex and watched as they sat down to work. She quickly flipped through the other people that came on the island and continued to check on them. However, she went back to the same two, watching them for a brief moment before going back to her normal duties. She sighed dreamily before looking back at the algorithms that were awaiting her perusal.
Something catches your attention, Tala. Perhaps it is those men that you have been watching with vigilance for the past 10 minutes.
Beg your pardon, sir. It's been a while since I've caught anyone's attention, sir. I apologize for any ill manners.
It's not ill manners to notice the opposite sex, Tala. However, you must school yourself to restrict your interests for when you are not on duty. Is that understood?
Yes, sir.